This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Health.
So it's almost time to go back to school, and for some, it already is time to go back to school. And here at Heritage Radio Network, we wanted to, look into some of the encouraging trends we're seeing in school lunch programs across the nation. So I'm lucky enough to be joined right now via phone by Laura Stanley, who hosts Inside School Food on our very network here, and she's really an expert in the area of school food. Laura, how are you?
Hey, Jack.
What are some encouraging trends that you're seeing right now in some of these school lunch programs across the nation as we head into the school year?
Well, there's a lot. You know, the passage of the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act in 2010 marked this huge change in the way we expect school districts to buy and prepare and menu food. So bigger mandatory servings of fruits and vegetables and new requirements for more whole grains and lower sodium have really changed the face of K-12 food service. So, you know, it's been super challenging, and everyone knows that. It's been all over the news, and no one is questioning how hard it's been. But what's encouraging is how many districts are making headway despite these obstacles that would bring, I think, most non-school food service directors to their knees. You know, what's most exciting, in my view, is all the cooking, especially, that's going on in environments where there isn't a lot of equipment and people aren't trained, but they're doing it. When I attended the annual national gathering of the School Nutrition Association this year, I was exposed to that infamous showroom floor that you've read about, you know, those acres of really highly processed food. But in the sessions I attended and in private conversations, people were talking about fresh food, about culinary training for food service staff. And more districts are embracing real cooking to the extent that their kitchen infrastructure allows. And once they do that, they can expand their farm-to-school purchasing. And that's another thing I'm really excited about. I mean, local fresh is really buzzy in school food right now, but it's not a fad. It's being institutionalized with this strong encouragement from USDA. So I think, 20 years from now, scholars of the National School Lunch and National School Breakfast programs will look back on this time and see it as this watershed moment, not just for change on the tray, but for this kind of tectonic shift in how institutional purchasers think about the supply chain.
That is incredibly encouraging and nice to hear. And mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you want to list maybe some of the leaders in this space that we should be looking to.
Well, it's hard to name people because there's so many, and that's what's so exciting. I mean, Inside School Food is all about showcasing these people who, in my view, are among the most influential but least visible food system reform heroes. I regard them as my heroes. I mean, take the people who designed the staff development program in Maryland, where nearly every district in the state is participating in this 5-day culinary boot camp. And the thinking behind the program and the design of it is just so visionary and a model for other development programs that are currently being developed across the country. I mean, participants are coming away, and these are cafeteria workers, so they're coming away not just with new skills, but a sense of pride and empowerment that was really taken away from their profession when we introduced all this boxed oven type stuff in the 1970s and 80s. And this is like a train-the-trainer program, so participants are meant to act as change agents when they return home. So they become leaders themselves. And then we also interview a lot of school food service directors on the show, and there's some really super creative people out there, from San Diego to Minneapolis to Burlington, Vermont, people who think in really bold strokes, so far out of the frozen pizza box that they're actually impacting the way manufacturers and suppliers do their business. So, for example, Minneapolis Public Schools has purchased this enormous sous vide cooker that they will enable them to process their own meat, so it will be totally clean label and very low sodium. And then the head chef at San Diego Unified, he trolls the aisles and freezer cases of Whole Foods with this, like, why not attitude. He routinely approaches these progressive companies we associate with high-end retail and recruits them into school food service. And then here in the East, in Burlington, the food service director there is this tireless champion for farm to school, not just in his own state, but across the country. He's the first one I know of to bring in local sustainably raised chicken on a regular basis. I mean, I could go on. Producing this show, what's been really fun to observe is how these visionaries spawn visionaries. You know, people working ahead of the curve attract colleagues and proteges who just, you know, kind of radiate the work out locally, nationally. And if you haven't heard of them, it's because they're not an egotistical or publicity-hungry bunch. You know, for them, it's all about the kids.
That's totally true. And thank you so much for your insight and for giving those leaders a voice. And listeners can tune in to Inside School Food every Monday at 11 a.m. live on heritageradionetwork.org, also archived on our website, iTunes, and Stitcher. And you can hear from these people. Laura is doing an incredible job of featuring them every week. We look forward to the next season of the show and this upcoming school year. Laura, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. Talk soon.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.